She was like, was it called the pageant queen or something like that?
An abused woman?
No. The pageant queen. She was a pageant. She was a pageant queen.
So she was in trouble as a teen and exploited.
Those are good liars.
Oh, what?
Those pageant queens. I want to change the world. I just want peace and no trouble, no fighting, nothing. Those people, they're good at lying.
Bap, bap, bap.
I was born in Portland, so there were a lot of people would, you know, I grew up around a lot of white people.
But it's a very specific kind of white people in Portland.
Yeah, it's ones with tattoos and piercings.
That knit their own crochet tops.
They're vegans. Yeah, they make all their clothes. Right. A lot of bikes, you know?
A lot of bikes. Okay, so Portland, when you were born, how long did you live in Portland?
I mean, how many
dream catchers do you have?
I'm black. But I think my grandma might have had a few, but.
Yeah, it's a Martin Luther King dream catcher.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? You cut that part out. It's going to be a lot of things I say that are dumb. Anyway. That's why I chose comedy.
That's what podcasting is.
Okay, good. That's why I like podcasts, man, if I'm being honest. Because I'm always like, I'm going to say something stupid.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to clip it. There's a compilation. The more I talk.
What we do here. Yeah. Every day, we're just teetering on being canceled or becoming a meme.
Yeah.
You can send me your list of things to cut out later. I don't cut a lot out. I cut out shit that's just like more embarrassing. Like when I stutter or say the wrong word or like one time I said, the Boston Patriots.
Yeah.
I think it's the New England Patriots.
Yeah. New England Patriots.
And I was like, I just don't need this.
But I don't know why I didn't think that was wrong. I mean, I knew it's New England Patriots.
I don't need Boston Twitter.
Yeah.
Coming for me.
Yeah.
Okay, so Portland.
You got canceled before? Have you ever got canceled?
Have I? Really?
I got canceled so many times and it's just but it's never so many times.
Really?
I think it's like four times I got canceled. But it wasn't like big enough. It wasn't big enough so no one paid attention. It just went under the radar.
The worst, it's like, wait a second, I grabbed the woman's ass at work and nothing?
I didn't do like, none of that. I'm a comedian too.
You're a comedian. There are no women in your workplace.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
There are no females.
I did not grab her booty.
No, but it is when you're like, oh, this is going to get me canceled and it doesn't hit. And you're like, it's even worse. I'm not famous enough to get canceled. Like, shit. Oh, do you want to see my blackface Halloween photo? What do I got? That didn't even make a dent. Nothing. Wait, I got actually canceled. Like, my sitcom got canceled publicly first.
One time I got canceled because I went on a date with some girl.
What?
And what do you mean, what?
Wait, what?
I went on a date. I can't go on a date.
You know, I'm just saying, why would that get you canceled?
Oh, well, no. The reason I wanted to, this is what happened. So.
But asking a girl out on a date now is sexual harassment?
No. That's not.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, listen. At this point. Know. One time I got canceled because I did a story about how some guy hit on me. And I said, I knew he was gay because I looked at him. I didn't know you can look at people and not know they're gay. But he also hit on me, so that was confirmation. But people are like, you can't look at someone and know they're gay.
Yes, you can.
I mean, you can't.
What?
And I'm okay with that.
Yes, you can. Sorry, leave him out of this. Okay. He doesn't agree with that. I do. You can absolutely look at someone and know that they're gay. And you know how I know? Because I've dated mostly gay men.
You dated mostly gay men?
Yes.
Why?
Well, here's the thing. There's men you know are gay right away, right?
Yeah.
V-neck. You know,
I used to love V-necks.
Well, here's the thing. Black guys can wear V-necks. White guys can't. Okay. There's certain, it does get tricky because a black man can wear things that gay white men can wear and it looks cool.
Okay, cool.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Necklaces, jewelry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You think if a white man wears like necklace and jewelry, he looks
what
gay.
Are we at the Dave Matthews concert? Okay. What are we doing? Yeah. Right. No. Yay. Right. But I've definitely dated a lot of guys that I found out later were gay. And so now if a guy's attracted to me, I pretty much know that he's like gay.
What?
Yeah. Because I'm kind of a drag queen.
You're kind of a drag queen?
Yeah. I have like drag queen energy.
I don't know what that means. I mean, I guess I would be, you know. Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
But if I was like, I know exactly what, you know, I mean, wouldn't that be kind of...
Let me ask you a question really quick. Do you feel like when you talk about this kind of, you have to go like, be careful, don't say that.
Yes.
Yes, I know. Dude, that breaks my heart. Here's what I'm going to tell you, dude. We don't even know each other, and I, like, totally am, like, super into you. I'm a fan. Let's just fucking go, dude. Like, I feel like when you get shit for something like that, that's the time to really be free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I just don't want to be.
In what world does a gay man have it worse than a straight black man from Portland? He's only seen women with pubes. Okay? He's seen women with armpit hair. White women with dreadlocks.
Which I love. I think it's great.
What? Okay, you're canceled. That's actually where I draw the line. How dare you?
I think the dreads are great. I love the hoop earrings and the unicycle bikes. I think they're great.
Okay, well, in Portland, their pubes have dreadlocks, which is unacceptable.
Yeah.
This man has seen hairy nipple after hairy nipple. Stay away from my lilac twin.
Yeah, I guess, sometimes I just want to think. I don't know.
But so you said you were like, I'm at the point where I'm just like, I
think that's awesome. I think that's great.
As soon as you like have too much fear about it, I think that's when they know they can get to you. When they know they can affect you.
You can get to me.
Yeah. But so you said, I knew a guy was gay because I looked at him, but also he was hitting on you. So of course he was.
Yeah, but a lot of people got very upset.
Who? Who, bitch? List them.
Just some.
Name them.
I mean, I lost like 10,000 followers that day. Because I said that. So I was like, I mean, it was just not, it's not a crazy, whatever. It is what it is.
That's not, do you have a big Christian audience or something?
I have a massive.
Maybe it was people that you.
People come to my shows thinking I'm a pastor. They like come to my shows. I'll see people walk out because they're like, this dude didn't say one verse. He's making fun of his family, you know? There's people that think, because they just see Preacher Lawson, like, especially Sunday, they come with the hats, you know? And they got a fan. I'm like, oh, they think I'm a pastor.
My name is Whitney Cummings. People show up thinking I'm a porn star.
Oh, do they? Yeah. Oh,
so
man, that's
you
like,
and I both have very separate problems.
Yeah. That's
okay,
like,
so maybe it was that. Maybe it was just like a Christian thing that they were like, I don't want to hear about.
But I don't think it was because the people that were upset.
Did you just
were
disagree with a white woman in her in her mansion?
Listen,
how dare you?
It is a mansion, by the way.
Shut up!
Oh my gosh!
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Because no, I'm not broke, but I'm broke here. I'm broke here. I walked in. I was like, oh, she needs another slave on this plantation. That's what that is. Bro, so much money. She has roses in her bathroom.
What?
Got roses in their bathroom, bro. It's wild. Yeah, I'm.
In a bathroom where it's too dark to even see anything.
It is like a castle. I couldn't see myself at all. I was like, this is a bathroom for white people. It's not enough light.
I'm sorry.
I smell beautiful. Yeah, I smell. I was like, oh my God. I feel like I took a shower or something.
Okay, I feel like this is going to be a cleansing experience for you.
Oh, really? Thank you.
So those 10,000 followers are not comedy fans.
Oh, yeah. I'm not worried about
you
them.
You know what I mean?
I'm not worried about them. But I was just, you know, yeah, they're not comedy fans.
Yeah, because even if you're like, they're not supposed to say that, then you're supposed to go as a comedy fan, like, but he's a comic and I know his heart. I know he's just trying to make me laugh.
I think maybe the joke, the way I presented it, it was bad. I think I did a bad, like, I don't think that there's this whole narrative that comedians shouldn't apologize, which I think is so silly to me. Mm. I think there are times where comedians should apologize. But I'm not saying a comedian can't do a joke about certain subjects. Comedians can do jokes about any subject.
Yeah.
Any subject. But if a comedian is apologizing, it's not for the joke. I mean, for doing a joke about the subject, it's because they did a bad job.
Yep.
So I think I just did a bad job with that bit.
But you should also, the audience, you should also apologize for doing a bad job as an audience. Because it's your job to know what we're going for and to know how comedy works.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't hit perfectly, you know, you still know what we're doing. You know what we're doing here. When you go into a clothing store and you don't like one of the shirts, you're not like, this place, I'm never coming here again. You're like, I just didn't like that one.
Yeah.
That one wasn't for me, but the other 59 minutes is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I just think that, like, it's also our job to take risks and just, like, catch us when we take a risk. If it doesn't go well, don't worry. No one's more mad at us than us.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We're tearing ourselves up over the jokes that killed. Imagine what we're doing about the jokes that didn't land so well.
Yeah, I'm working on my third special. And, you know, I was feeling good. I think I had 40 minutes, but I was like feeling good in like 35 minutes. I'm like, man, this is like, I'm doing great. And then I was like, I need to fill time. So I just did an old bit and it crushed. And I was like, oh man.
Oh no.
I was like, I'm not as far along as I thought I was. Yeah. So yeah.
And then nothing feels worse than killing with an old bit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, god damn it. But okay, so that one, what was the other thing you got canceled for? I'm obsessed with this.
What did I get? Okay, so there was one time I went on a date with this girl, and she was I told a story about me, how our interaction went. So I walked past
on the special.
No, not on the special. I just did a video and I was like, oh, I'm just posting this for content, whatever. And then
what happened on the date?
So I walked up to her. I mean, first of all, she passed me and my friend, and she had a mask on, but I could tell. I was like, that smelled like fine. So I went back. I said, hey, you know, you walked past me, but you didn't get my number.
She had a mask on?
She had a mask
on. For like COVID?
No, she just had a mask on outside. I don't know why she had a mask on outside.
So she was a white woman.
She was black.
I'm kidding.
She's black.
Wait, but it was during COVID? Wait, what?
No, it wasn't during COVID. It was like 2 years ago.
What was the mask?
She just had a mask.
No,
on.
You can't just say that.
Yes,
that's wild.
Well, I mean, maybe it is wild, but I...
Did anyone else have a mask on? In the vicinity?
No.
Am I crazy?
We're outside. No, I mean, listen, maybe she works. She probably doesn't, you know, people wear masks for certain reasons. Maybe
to cover a herpes outbreak.
Maybe she didn't have an outbreak when I seen her the next day. I mean, but she had a mask on outside,
like a blue one. You know I'm right.
It was not a blue one.
But here's the
thing. It was dark blue.
Okay, but you're like skipping past this really crucial visual that I'm just stuck on.
I just wearing a mask.
I'm sweating.
Are you?
I'm literally sweating.
Like, that's not that much sweat.
It's not great.
It's almost you did it yourself.
I'm on the edge of my seat. Okay, so she rolls up with a mask on outside. So she's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Okay.
You're trying to get me re-canceled.
I mean,
I think you're a queen.
Okay.
So listen, go ahead. You get mad.
No, I just, okay.
All right. So
it's kinky to wear that mask outside.
So
before
she was wearing a mask outside.
And when you're meeting someone you've never met before.
No, but this is before I met her. I mean, I didn't know. I walked past her and she just, well, I knew she was attractive because I can tell.
Under that mask.
You could tell.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you could tell. Like,
yeah.
Like, you ever have someone take the mask off and you're like,
I knew you were hot.
Yeah.
Like, I knew you looked like
but
that.
There are sometimes you're surprised. You're like, oh, I thought.
I do that with voices. Like when I heard your voice before I saw you, like this was a while ago, I think when you were on America's Got Talent, I was like, I know he's hot. And I was like, I knew it.
Oh, you thought, what?
Yeah. Your voice, I knew you were hot based on your voice.
Oh, see, listen. All right. I'm blushing.
I can't tell.
So I know, but I didn't let you know. But yeah, so I just seen her and I was like, she's attractive. So I know I didn't see her face. So
you mean her body?
Yeah, her body was.
Okay, so that's what it was.
But yeah. But a little bit.
Okay,
yeah. So that was like 60%.
Is that like every guy's dream girl? A girl has like a hot body but can't say anything?
I mean, that is my every day in my journal. I can't date too fine. I feel like when you're too fine, it's just, you know what I mean? Like,
crazy.
These actors. Yeah, it's not like they're, I mean, I feel like crazy.
Actors?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, actors are, I mean,
yeah,
I guess
don't date
not.
Actors. They pretend for a living.
Yeah, I know,
they're professional liars.
Did you date an actor before?
I have dated an actor before. Yes.
Actor, okay.
I told you, I've dated almost exclusively gay men.
Oh.
Yeah, dating actors is a tricky one because you don't want to date a bad actor because that's embarrassing, but a good actor you can never trust because they win prizes and get paid for how good they are at lying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess a little bit.
Yeah, where we're till 2 a.m. and they're like, the earthquake. And you're like, I believe you. How is this possible?
Yeah.
Let me smell your dick.
Okay. I've never dated. I dated an actor before.
Yeah.
I dated an actor. I remember, yeah, she was.
I like that you call female actresses actors.
Oh, is that bad?
No, I don't know.
Good? Okay.
One of us is in trouble. I don't know. Wait, is it me?
You're is you. You're in trouble.
Female actresses, but okay, go. Sorry, I'll stop. I'll shut up.
No, you good. I don't know what I was talking about, but
okay. So you see her fine body. She's wearing a mask.
Oh yeah, she was.
You're like, ooh, I like a girl who's sick. I mean, she's like, God, I'm like, what? It's like she's either a germaphobe. I know Howie Mandel discovered you, but we don't need to pander to him.
Listen, I looked at her body and I was like, she's obviously, I could just tell. I knew it.
Okay.
I knew it.
Okay.
Okay. So I was like, hey, here, you know, hit me up my Instagram or something like that. And I was just like, well, let's meet up tomorrow and grab
You just
some
walked
meat.
Up to her?
No, yeah, I just walked up to her. I was like, hey, let me get your Instagram. Let's go eat tomorrow. And then she's like, all right, cool. And then I was like, I'll see you at this place at this time. An hour before I meet up with her, you know, she texts me. She's like, you know, are we still meeting up?
Which, by the way, did you go to her Instagram and then you saw her face?
Yeah, I seen her. Yeah, I seen her face.
Okay.
Yeah, she was like, she was like, was it called the pageant queen or something like that?
Abused woman?
No, the pageant queen. She was a pageant. She was a pageant queen.
Yeah, so she was in trouble as a teen and exploited.
Those are good liars.
Oh, what?
Those pageant queens. I want to change the world. I just want peace and no trouble, no fighting, nothing. Those people, they're good at lying.
I want to save the world and show you my body in a swimsuit.
Yeah, so.
I want to save the world as long as I get to get a diamond crown at the end.
The voice changes after they lose.
Yeah.
But
I miss America. I won, thank God.
It's like, why do you sound like Batman? That's kind of, I don't know. So I met her. She hit me up an hour before. She's like, are we still meeting up? I was like, yeah. But, you know, it was less than 24 hours. I just told you this place this time. But I didn't know you're supposed to check up with the woman to confirm. I didn't know that. So I was like,
this bothers me when the bad behavior of most men punishes the men that behave well and have manners. So you were like, we made a plan. We're sticking to it.
Yeah.
And she's like, how come you didn't confirm?
It's yeah.
Like, because we made a plan already and yeah. I'm a gentleman.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm from Portland. We don't have digital clocks. So we have to lock it up and then meet at the lesbian coffee shop like we planned. So she's kind of like, how come you haven't confirmed?
Yeah, she's like, how come you haven't confirmed? And I was like, I did last night.
Because I'm running out of minutes on my plan. I confirm. Okay.
Okay, so.
Sorry.
Yeah, I text her. I was like, yeah, we're still meeting at that place at that time. So I she was like, not me having to confirm, shaking my head, something like that. Right.
She said that.
That's what she said.
Trouble.
But, I mean.
Trouble.
But I understand. I understand now. I should have confirmed. And I should have been like.
Yeah, by the way. You could have said, like, looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah.
Or should I pick you up or something?
Yeah. So.
She seems needy.
So I'm at the restaurant and she's like 10 minutes later. She's late. So.
The audacity.
I was about to leave. I was like, all right, well, I'm about to leave.
Ten minutes is all you need to leave.
Well, I think it's, I don't know. I think five is enough, but I'll stick around.
So she's mad at you because you didn't confirm, but she can't say, hey, I'm running 10 minutes late.
Yeah, she didn't want to. Yeah, I thought she would let me know she was running behind. I didn't know she wasn't going to come because she was upset or whatever. But so I met her and I was like, I'm about to leave. And then she walked in and she was fine. And I forgot that she was late.
This is how fine women behave, though.
I was like, maybe I'm late. Maybe I'm way too early or something.
Yeah.
You know? So.
I like how the hotter a woman is, the lower a man's standards for her personality becomes. Like, what you guys will tolerate. Like, the guy that I'm dating now, the way he talks about his ex's behavior, I'm like, she must have been so hot. Like, to get away with this behavior. When a guy tells me his ex is crazy, I just get jealous because I'm like, she must have been so fucking hot.
Yeah, you know what? I think that, I think that's true. I think that's a lot of, but there's got to be some women out there that are incredibly attractive that aren't. Besides you, Whitney.
Don't know where you find them.
Don't know where you find them.
You'd have to storm the castle.
This is a castle.
Hey, y'all. I'm here. I'm here to talk to you about a couple things. Number one, if you're watching online, yes, I am dressed like gay Zorro. I do have a filter because I had a surgery happen. And so now I've just got this weird mask on that looks like I'm about to rob a castle in the 1400s. The point is, there's nothing I love more besides gas station t-shirts and bookends that I only have one of. There's nothing I love more than those two things, except using my imagination. So I want you to enter into this imaginarium with me. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. I'm not talking Peter Dinklage trying to get an apple from a tree. I'm saying within reach. For example, they have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters. I don't know a lot about the Mongols in history, but I know that they make great sweaters. For $50, you can get them at Quince. Washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They're practically free. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And it only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. So you're not going to get, you know, a turtleneck with some child's pinky finger in it. Nobody needs that. Speaking of, I could not find any onesies that fit my child. I don't know if my child just has an unusually large head or maybe unusually small shoulders. I don't know what it was, but every onesie we got, it didn't fit over his head. It didn't fit around. I don't know what's going on. You know, I don't know if he needs the helmet or one less helmet. I don't think Quince sells helmets, but they do sell these amazing onesies that are long sleeved. They are so soft. Honestly, I didn't even want to hug my baby until I used Quince onesies. And now I am just all over that little guy. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Whitney for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Whitney to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Whitney. Look, back in my day when I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my book, and it is so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, even to the wait a second, Whitney wrote something problematic in her book and now we have to take it out and republish it stage. Shopify is here to help you grow, whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits. Now, look, Shopify is one of my favorite brands, but isn't most soap scented and aren't most outfits outdoor? Just a random question for you guys. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling. Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Finally, something AI-related that doesn't terrify me. Now, here's what I love about Shopify. So I was selling books, okay? They were going like hotcakes, but I didn't know where they were being sold. I don't know if they're getting bought in Denmark. I don't know if it's Saskatchewan. Who knows? Shopify tells you who's buying the books, where, so then I can kind of cater my stand-up tour based on where the books are being purchased so that I can go sign the book. So then you guys can take the book you've already bought. I can sign it. Then you can sell it at a loss on eBay because I signed it. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. That's so many countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify.
But also, there are times in romantic comedies screwed up our brains because we've been trained to believe that the worse a first date is, the more likely you're going to fall in love later and be like, it was such a crazy thing and it was a misunderstanding. And you know what I mean? Like, sometimes to me, the worse a first date goes, I'm like, this is my guy. Like, this is going to be such a good story later.
That's toxic.
You know, so toxic. So toxic.
Oh, he made me pay?
I'm like, yeah. And, like, his wife was there. And his children. And his wife was going into labor. And we just saw each other across the hospital. And you're like, wait, no. Okay, okay. So she comes in. She's 10 minutes late. She's hot.
Yeah, and then, you know, she was very sweet. And we talked. And it was fine. Like, it was great. Like, okay. Everything was really cool. I'm vegan. I'm plant-based. You know? Oh, you don't like me anymore?
No. It's just the twists and turns of this story are, I'm on the edge of my seat.
That's a twist.
I mean, I'm on the edge of my seat.
So
it's just funny because you're like, just when things are going great, I'm vegan. I'm like, God, could you just deep throat a fucking hot dog on the first date and spring that on her later? Okay. All right. So you just say, like, I didn't have the energy to follow up on the date.
Oh, okay.
I'm vegan.
Okay. So I she didn't order vegan. She didn't want it. She ordered something with cheese in it or whatever. And, I didn't tell this part of the story, but I don't like paying for anything that's not vegan, right?
Okay.
I don't pay for anything that's not vegan, but, you know, my best friend's vegan, you know?
Uh-huh.
Best friend's not vegan. That's what I meant to say. That didn't make sense when I said that. Why are you covering your phone? Oh, you're looking at your
phone? I don't
know,
because keeps beeping, and I don't know why. I'm like, is that my IUD?
Did you get those alerts, those for, like, was it child kidnapping thing? Like, it was a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I think that was about my son. Did you guys find him?
I filed the report.
Did you? Okay, has anyone? Yeah, I thought I got something about that. I thought that was a direct text to me.
Did you? So did they? They found him? You found
him? Unclear. Do you know? No.
You didn't get him?
Well, by the way, this is also Hollywood. Every child actor has been kidnapped. I mean, there's
Did you see that documentary?
I haven't seen it yet. Did you watch it?
I'm not watching. I'm not watching R. Kelly documentaries. I'm not watching Michael Jackson documentaries.
I'm afraid you'll get a boner. I know. Scary. It is tricky because it is like, yeah, I didn't watch the Michael Jackson one.
Yeah.
I'm not giving up Michael. I'm not. It's un-American.
What about R. Kelly?
Look, the guy made
a
lot of bots.
I see.
And here's what I'll say.
You did the whole bit about
I have done a bit about this, which I forgot about till just now, because that was another time I got canceled. I did a bit about, like, turning R. Kelly off and being like, we can't listen to this while it's just ignition. I can separate the art and the artist, personally.
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. When it comes to a Nickelodeon show, I have no interest in separating the art and the artist, because that's just a pedophile out there, just like blatantly. I don't know. That I don't play that shit.
So
don't make them act.
Wait, so I don't even know what happened. It was a guy who just molesting all the.
Well, I don't think there was. Okay, so it was the showrunner of a bunch of like Nickelodeon shows would like make the teen girls do really gross, suggestive stuff. Would like do stuff with their feet. Like I haven't seen it. And Marina Cosgrove is a good friend, so if I see anything negative towards her, I will go fucking homicidal. I just know myself. But apparently the dialect coach on the set of these shows, which, why did children need a dialect coach in the first place? What?
Dialogue.
Dialogue coach.
He was there to take them after work and run lines with the young
Lines with the young kid. Isn't that their parents' job or like a woman's job?
Yeah.
Just have it. Why was a man... Dude, no man should talk to any kids. I respect when a man is just like repulsed
by kids.
Why are
you acting like there's no women pedophiles? R. Kelly got molested by his auntie.
Are you? I'd like to hear her side of the story.
What do you mean? You like the? Oh, what? Her side of the story is my body. That's her. That's her side. He's like, that's good, man. That's it. I'm a sadist in 20 years.
I'm just saying, whatever she did to traumatize him made him a great artist.
Oh, man.
Okay?
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, do we owe that auntie an edible arrangement? Do I go get the roses out of my bathroom and send them to her? Because thank you, ma'am. Whatever you did, the trauma you gave him worked.
I mean, that's with Michael Jackson, too, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was super. I mean, there is this new, like, movement.
Anytime you meet someone that's really talented, you like.
To, like, sympathize with. I know. It's
you're like, you good. You're
yeah,
really.
I need to write a new special.
Really
is R. Kelly's auntie still alive? I might want to spend the weekend with her. I need a little adversity. That people now want us to call pedophiles. What is it called? Minor attracted people?
Minor attracted.
But there's no way this didn't come from Portland. There's no way that's not some Portland shit, okay? Put a bullet in their heads.
No, we're not that weird. That's an L.A. thing.
Yeah. Right? Oh, dude, L.A. is L.A. is like Portland without pubes, basically.
No, I mean, it's like Portland without pubes.
I don't know. I'm just trying. Because, I mean, look, L.A. has become a Zombieland fentanyl nightmare. Hellhole mess. I mean, we were just talking about this. Like Hollywood, my brother was in town. He hadn't been to LA in 25 years. He lives in England now. And he's like, show me the. We went down the Man's Chinese Theater, which, by the way, how is that not canceled? No.
I mean, the Chinese Theater?
Well, yeah, it's a bunch of like ninjas out front. Like, it's wild. Yeah. I mean,
that's what they have in. They don't have ninjas in China.
I'm trying so hard not to do but it was a lot of like stereotypical like Asian man's Chinese. And no one thinks that's weird.
I mean, isn't it? I don't listen.
Look, I posted a black square. I'm just gonna say. Okay. And I stand by it. So I didn't archive it. It's still up. But okay, what am I saying? Oh, driving through LA now, I think maybe this is a lot of cities. You tour a lot around the country. They all feel like these weird corporate simulations where it's like no one's really going in the stores. So they have to turn the stores into like an influencer studio. There's like wing walls on all the sides of the buildings, but like no one's really walking around. Like LA just feels like not populated and it's for only with like homeless people on roller skates and machetes.
Machetes. I see some dude walking with a sword the other day.
Yeah.
He's walking with a sword.
Oh, Joe Rogan's in town. Joe's in town?
Yeah.
Was there an MMA fight? But it's like weird like internet cafes. You're like, what? Like that is a sex trafficking scheme. For sure that's a money laundering scheme. You're like, what? It'll be like an olive oil store. You're like, what? This is not, what are we doing? And then like the Amazon is now opening stores. Amazon decimated every store.
Yeah.
And it's now like, you know what we should do? Stores. Like an in-person thing. So now all these like Amazon, I think cities
are
weird.
Too. It's weird.
Spooky.
You scan your hand, you get in and have you ever done that?
No. You scan your hand?
Yeah, you scan your hand to get in the store and then you grocery shop.
Do you have to do that?
And then you walk out and then you don't have to, you like, they pay for you. I mean, it's like you're connected to Amazon or whatever, but that's how you pay.
Do you have to do it that way?
You don't have to.
What? Are you out of your mind?
Not me.
Oh, okay.
No, no, no. They do it. I haven't done my... I mean, they got everything.
They do have
everything. They have everything. I mean, my face is like... They know what I like.
Yeah.
I mean, they know what I like. It's crazy. I'll go be in my search on my Instagram like, correct? Correct.
I have never not once been marketed something on Instagram I didn't want.
Yeah, I know.
Immediately.
It used to freak me out, and now you're like,
dude,
I appreciate it. I forgot. Yep. I was supposed to order that.
Yep.
So, yeah, I like it. Yeah,
Where have you been all my life? It's a brand I've never heard of. It's
exactly.
A brand they, like, invented real quick just for me with all clothes that I like. And you're like, what is this
and you're
store?
Like, let me order this immediately.
It's like Serena Boo Boo. I'm like, I've never heard of this brand. Did you guys just make this fake store for me? Like, probably.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm not scared of the AI at all. I like it.
Yeah.
I like all the AI and, you know, it's great.
Yeah, it's helpful. I think we're only focusing on the negative at the moment, which is fair.
For sure.
But also, apparently, the AI is going to move a lot slower than... Isn't it? Is it just AI, the AI? Did I just say, like, the weed?
The Facebook?
Like, the ganja? Or just the AI? The one thing that gave me a little bit of a respite from being anxious about it is we don't have enough storage space to store it all yet for it to be... to grow as exponentially as it's supposed to be growing or something. It's,
yeah, like processing...
There's not enough storage space for all this shit.
It's less storage and more like the engine that's pushing it all, not the data that it's holding.
If you mansplain me one more time.
She is a white woman.
I swear. Woman.
With a ranch.
White
woman. Woman with daisies in a bathroom.
The venti mocha. Okay.
Come back for more whenever you're ready.
Okay. Thanks. But okay. Okay. This date is we're like edgers. With this date story, we're just gonna like keep teasing this out and teasing this out.
Yeah.
Like staying having sex over here. So the girl shows up at the date.
Yeah. So she's at the
it's going great.
She's going great. She's
you're
great.
Vegan.
And then I talk
you're
to her.
You're not gonna pay for that
and
cheese.
So I say, I asked if she was crazy. I was like, you crazy? And then I feel like that's a really easy question because they'll tell you. If I asked if you were crazy, you would tell me whether you like it or not.
Okay.
You're going to be like, no. Or you're going to be like, why would you ask me that? And I'm like, okay. Like, you know, like, because if someone was like, hey, are you gay, preacher? I'm like, what do you mean by gay? You know, that's what she answered. I said, are you crazy? She's like, what do you mean by crazy? And I was like, that's what I mean. You know, which is fine. I don't think crazy is like, crazy and weird to me is like very similar. It's like, it's not, as long as you're not mean, you know, like.
Okay. Let me process this. Say we're on a date.
Yeah.
Ask me, by the way, the person that won't pay for the cheese is asking if she's crazy. But okay, so ask me if I'm crazy. I'm trying to see how I would actually respond.
Okay, this is after us talking and laughing. I'm like, we're talking, laughing. I'm like,
here's what I think here's a, if I may pitch.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think maybe a better way to say it, if you're not in the playful, like, unless you think, is to go like, so what's the catch?
What's the catch?
Like, what's the catch? You're funny.
I think that's not as combative.
Oh, you wanted to be combative.
Yeah, I just was like, are you crazy? I wanted to like.
Well, she already said, shake my head, you haven't confirmed. So we know she's crazy. And she wore a mask during the day, not in a pandemic.
Yeah, she said, what do you mean by crazy?
Uh-huh.
And then I said, I said, if someone asked me if I was gay, and then I said, what do you mean by gay? Then that would give me my answer.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, she was cool. And she was just talking about signs. And
did she, like, astrological signs?
Yeah.
Like, why did you need to ask if she was crazy? I mean, doesn't it feel like...
I didn't know if that's what you into.
So... I feel like we have all our information. No, I my real quick thing on astrology is I think some of it is valid, not because of the moon and the stars or whatever. If the moon and the stars do affect your personality, we don't have proof of it and there's no way we'll ever know that. You know what I'm saying? It's all guesswork, right? But I do think that your personality is formed based on the proximity of your birthday to other holidays and what time of year, when you're born and why. Like, I was born September 4th, the first day of school.
Yeah.
I'm like ambitious and a workaholic because it's like I never had birthdays. I was always like, my birthday was the first day of school.
Yeah.
Like, makes sense. You know, for the people in September that are Virgos that are like workaholics, like super anal retentive, organized people, we always were going back to school. Like, my birthday presents were like school supplies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then if you're, you know, born in January, you're someone that like doesn't get a lot of attention because you come after Christmas. Like, no one was giving, you know, the people that have like a January 3rd or 4th birthday, you're getting like re-gifts. You're getting like a Lowe's gift card that's half used. Like, no one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I think that.
And then like the summer, like you're probably more introverted because you don't spend your birthday around a bunch of friends.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
So yeah, I feel that way because my brother and one of my best friends, they're both in June, in July.
And when are you?
I'm a Pisces.
Okay.
Summertime.
Okay. Summertime. What's your birthday?
March 14th.
And that's around
last week.
And that's around what's it called?
St. Patrick's
spring
Day?
Break.
Spring
okay.
Break.
And
yeah,
sometimes like spring break, it's like you actually get to party on your birthday and like outgoing partying. Like, Pisces are very like outgoing.
I don't like parties. What?
What are you, Jehovah's Witness? I don't like parties.
I don't like parties.
Like, I don't, hate... no one does. But oh, you okay, have good. To go. Okay. It's like, no one likes parties. Like, what are you saying? Like, it's just, the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't
be
like
the girl, put on a mask and buck up and go to the party. No one likes parties.
Some people like parties.
I think people are alcoholics. I think people like to go places where it's socially acceptable like drink.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess that makes sense.
Hey, guys, I got a question for you. Could your political views make you a target of cyber crimes, identity theft, or even violence? If you listen to this podcast, I know the answer is yes. The volume of personal data available online has tripled between 2009 and 2013, and angry individuals fueled by their political views can easily obtain personal details from data brokers, those trash garbage lizards, on 98% of U.S. citizens. Your name, your contact info, social security number, home address. I mean, LOL, who owns a home anymore? But the point is, all the information about your family members could be used for harassment and identity theft. The good news is that you can protect your data. Is it data or data? Has anyone decided this? Whatever it is, you can protect it with Delete Me, okay? You ever wonder how much of your personal data is out there on the internet for anyone to see? And this is coming from someone who has had a nude leaked. There is so much more information out there than you think. Your name, your contact information, your social security number, your home address, even information about your family members all being compiled. I would love that, actually. Can someone tell me my family members' names? Can someone tell me who my dad is? I'm kidding. All of this data is being compiled by data brokers and sold to the highest bidders online. Yuck. Anyone on the web can get your private details. This can lead to identity theft, phishing attempts, harassment, unwanted spam calls. But now you can protect your privacy with Delete Me. As a person who exists publicly, especially as someone who shares his or her opinions online, I am hyper aware of safety and security. Okay. I mean, I text with Joe Rogan. I got to be very careful. It's easier than ever to find personal information about people online. All of this data hanging out on the internet can have actual consequences in the real world. That's why I personally recommend use and choose Delete Me. I recently found a solution, and it is a service called Delete Me. It removes any personal information you do not want online, and it stays off that Farmers Only profile you made. Gone. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal info from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent identity theft, doxing, and phishing scams. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount for our listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Whitney and use promo code Whitney at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/Whitney. Enter code Whitney at checkout. Join, J-O-I-N, delete, D-E-L-E-T-E, me, M-E.com/Whitney. And then in the YouTube lower third, we will have a little thing that says joindeleteme.com/Whitney. Use promo code Whitney. Pat is trying to show me some warning that I can't see. Neighborhood watch. Careful. What is this? Our neighborhood is watching to report suspicious activity. Oh, that's what I look like. Please put that in. I thought I look like the Hamburglar. Oh my God, that is so f***ing funny. Hey, y'all, did you know that 95% of pregnant women don't know they're pregnant? Kidding. That was just me. Did you know 95% of pregnant women are not getting the recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? Enter Ritual. Their prenatal contains 350. Let me start over. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? Enter Ritual. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. Is it algal? Algal. Algal. Isn't that the name of Logan Paul's wife? I don't understand. algal oil. All I know is that it works and I've been taking it for a long time and I look amazing and my baby is very healthy. So who cares? Did you know it's important to take a prenatal before you're even pregnant? I tell everybody this. I've told all my friends this and now they're healthily pregnant. Whitney is right again. Hamburglar's at it again. The first 28 days of pregnancies are important. Pregnancies, plural. I don't know how many you want to have. Maybe you're a baby hoarder. I don't know. The first 28 days of pregnancy are important in a baby's neural development. So there's really no such thing as too soon to start. Okay. There's no such thing as too soon to start, but there is such a thing as too dumb a baby. I'll tell you that much. And with supplements, less can be more. Many vitamin brands contain excess nutrients that our body doesn't even need. It's just trash garbage going through, wasting everybody's time. Rituals Essential for Women is research stacked and science backed. So I started taking Ritual before I even had a podcast. I was taking Ritual because when you take fish oil pills, it's a real game killer because every time you open your mouth or burp, you smell like a scallop, like a flounder. Like, you know, the concept of shrimping when a disgruntled employee, when there's construction in a grocery store, they put a bunch of shrimp in the wall and then they close up the wall. So then they have to close down the store because it smells like shrimp. I don't need my breath smelling like that just because I'm trying to get, you know, my brain to be healthy. So what I loved about Ritual is they have like a little mint capsule in it. So you don't always have to smell like a quarry when you're having a conversation. Okay. So I always use that. And then when I knew I wanted to get pregnant, because, you know, that's so easy to do at 40, I started taking the prenatal and guess what? It worked. And here I am. Look, a prenatal vitamin. This is made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy. Omega-3 DHA support baby's brain development, choline and methylated folate. That's the whole thing. It's got to be methylated. Don't ask me why. Ask Gary Brecka. Someone that's smarter than me can tell you why. Methylated folate to support a baby's neural tube development. Capsules feature a delayed release designed to help make it gentle on an empty stomach and citrus essence to make taking your multis actually enjoyable. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. I don't know what that means, but it sounds important as shit. Ritual vitamins, they're vegan, non-GMO, gluten and allergen free. Basically, they're just the best. I've talked to you guys about this for like 3 years. Get it together. If you're not taking this by now, I just cannot help you. Ritual uses scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, prioritize sustainability. So they're not a bunch of jerks. How about that? It's also a female founded B Corp, meaning they are holding themselves accountable and not just their company's financial health, but the health of people and our planet. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust. So you, what's trust? What is love? It was built on trust. So you know, it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/Whitney. Pat, my producer, you're fired. Start Ritual or add Essential. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/Whitney for 25% off. Pat's fired. Goodbye.
But that's an interesting, I haven't heard, I don't either, but I didn't feel like I was allowed to say that.
That you don't like parties?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate parties.
Really? Me too.
I'm glad you don't like parties.
No, they're a nightmare.
Yeah, I don't like, I feel like, I don't like dancing at parties.
Really?
Yeah, you like dancing?
I mean, I'm a white woman.
Okay. Yeah. That's always fun to watch.
I do want to make people laugh. what kind of parties are you going? I'm confused.
All parties.
Dancing?
Like, well, I mean, yeah, I just feel like birthday parties, they have a DJ.
Here's what I don't like. I don't like parties that won't pick a lane. Like when there's like good music and people are trying to dance and talk, you're like, one or the other. One or the other.
Damn, your conversation.
Yeah, you know, when they're kind of like, and then it's like, you're talking about something, you finally get a flow and it's like, and you're like, can we do one or the other?
It's like a ringtone.
Yeah, totally.
Remember when ringtones came out and people would sing the whole song and miss the phone call? Like, that's what it was like. Yeah.
Okay. Is she crazy? If I got that question, if I liked you a lot, I would probably think it was cute. If I was on the fence, I would just be like, I'm sorry. Like, I would sort of be like, do you only date crazy women? Why, you're the common denominator in all the crazy women in your past. Like, what? Why do I have to answer this question? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't even like.
Yeah, I am crazy. I went on a date with someone that saw me in a mask and wanted to date me. Yeah, I guess I am.
But I don't think she's crazy.
Okay.
I don't think she's crazy. I think she might be like maybe sensitive or.
And I think that's perfectly put. I think there's different. I think like baddie is a form of crazy. Weird is a form of crazy. Sensitive is a form of crazy. Like disorganized is a form of crazy. Like I like the subcategories of it. Crazy. Yeah. It's not specific enough for me.
Yeah. Even like a girl I dated. She was, I mean, if you, some of the stories I have in my head of things that happened, I'm like, she was insane, but it was a lot of things that I triggered.
Oh, well,
you know, so it's like,
sometimes also people are crazy together because they're just not a match and they bring out the worst in each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because all the people that we've dated that are crazy are now like happily married and they found their match. And you're like, wait, hold on. You're like in love. Someone loves you, but you're nuts. You know, like something about us brought out the worst in them. We had the worst qualities of their mom or their dad or like there wasn't an equal amount of interest there.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I don't think this girl was particularly crazy. She's pretty chill. So we were talking. We had a great time. And then at the end, you know, I paid for the food. She didn't say thank you. So I was just kind of like, you know, I just, that's like a pet peeve. If I open the door for someone and they don't say thank you.
Can I ask you a question, though? How much time, what's the window of time to say thank you?
I thought it was immediate. Right.
It should be immediate.
Yeah.
Did she try to pay?
No.
But
that's fine. Like I don't mind. Any girl I date, I'm gonna be paying for 95%
emotionally. Yes, you will be paying.
and financially.
Do you notice that how weird the vibe just got in the room? Like if someone doesn't say thank you, I get like silently enraged.
Yeah, I was kind of. It was just annoying.
It's also, for me, it's also kind of maybe where you're from, like in the South, like, please, thank you. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Like, it's almost, I probably say it too much, frankly, to the point to where it's patronizing. Like sometimes I have to like pull it back because it's sort of people like, yeah, no, this it's nothing.
Yeah.
Really, or, and sorry, I say that too much too, but it's such a habit. I think that like what you're picking up on is the fact that she didn't just say it just as a habit even.
Yeah.
And then go, oh my God, no, seriously, like, thank you. This is so kind.
I just like you. I mean, I just kind of notice a pattern in like, you know, people sometimes when they, if they don't say thank you, usually they grew up more, you know, it was just easier.
Such a red flag.
It wasn't like, yeah. So she didn't say thanks, whatever. I was like, whatever.
Cause it would like, it'd be cute if like, you know, an hour later when you guys weren't together, she sent a cute, like, thank you so much. You know what I mean? Like, there's also sometimes a way of going like, oh, I want to thank you in a way that doesn't just feel like a rote, like knee-jerk reaction. Like, I want to be sincere about it later.
Yeah.
But like.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah. You know, it was, you know, that was kind of like, it was kind of annoying, but you know, she was chill the whole time. The whole time we were there, we talked. It was easy. I like that. I like when it's great rapport.
Okay.
You know, when you're not trying to pull, you know, conversation out of someone. But afterwards, I was like, all right, go ahead, give me a kiss on the cheek, and then we'll, you know, get out of here.
That's hot.
And then she goes, you gotta chase me. You gotta work for that. And she runs. Then she runs across the street and she waits for me to go over there. And honestly, if it was like maybe 2 years prior, I'd have been like, all right, you know. And I just,
you're like, bitch, I'm on television. I'm just going to head to my car that I paid for in cash.
And so I was just like, I don't feel like I got to fly out the next day. And I was just tired. And then I was annoyed with like her showing up late and then her not saying thank you. But like us on the date, she was great. It's like, she's super sweet. And then, so I was like,
maybe she was nervous. I'm not defending her.
No, she probably, look, I think she's, I don't,
she's a germaphobe.
Her.
We know that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, she's like a germaphobe, I guess. But, you know, she's cool. She was super chill. I enjoyed my time with her.
But here's what
I
you're
don't
doing.
Think she's crazy.
This is something, I agree with everything you're saying, and I know you're being a class act right now, but I think this is something we all do when we want to justify moving forward with someone. We're like, and they didn't say thank you, and they didn't, but like, they're really nice, and like, we talk ourselves into it. Like, I have stayed in relationships 2 years too long when I knew on the first date that there was something off, but I just like didn't want to believe it. Or I'm like, yeah, but they come from a crazy family, or like they've had it really hard, or the last person cheated on them, and da da da. And then I'm like, I wish I had just freaking not talked myself into that.
Yeah, but there's sometimes that's true, like where you're, you know, you make excuses. But for me, I really think I know how to pick them. I get really lucky with every girl I've ever dated. And this usually, it's not them. It's usually me, like not wanting, I just don't, you know, whatever I'm going through at that time. But I don't,
a great girl, but you're not ready to, you're still building your career and you're still touring.
Yeah, like now I don't even know how I would even date. I mean, I don't know how you like, you're on the road all the time, you always work. You know what I mean? It's just really, it's not a normal schedule.
Yeah.
You know, so. And
the less I see someone I'm dating, the higher the chances it will work out.
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's great. But for me, I'm like, where am I going to meet them?
Yeah.
Because my audience is a bunch of married couples.
Yeah.
They're like, they're families. It's a bunch of families.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have like, I'm not having like, you know, people. I mean, sometimes it's, you know, people my age that are single, but it's just super rare. But my point is that I really do think like everyone has their thing, their flaws or whatever. But I think she was really cool. But I told that story. I told the story on TikTok and I was like, man, this is blowing up. And I was like, this is blowing up.
Oh no. Something's blowing up, it's either really good or really bad.
I thought it was good. And then I was looking at the comments and it was a bunch of black women just killing me. They were like, you messed up. You the crazy. You the red flag. Cause I was like, I was saying that she was a red flag.
See, a white woman is like, I see what you see.
I didn't see anyone.
But why are you the red flag?
Because the question I asked her and, you know.
But you did it in a flirty way, I bet.
Yeah, the whole thing was flirty. We were flirting with each other the whole time. Okay. It wasn't a bad date. The only thing that was annoyed, which she didn't even know I was annoyed with, was me, her showing up late. She didn't know I was annoyed with that. The not saying thank you. She didn't know I was in all these things. She thought everything was fine.
It is. Look, I would do anything for delusional confidence. I would have the career I want. There are some people that can just show up 10 minutes late and not be like, sorry, I'm late. I would go visit a zoo of people like that. People that show up late and don't go, I'm so sorry, and that are anxious about it. People that can get on a plane and just fall asleep. I will stare at these people all day. I can't understand them. I cannot get in their heads. But like someone that just shows up 10 minutes late and has no concept of like, when I'm late for something, it's so much harder on me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I feel
so stupid. Like,
I
I'm like,
won't
man.
Stop apologizing because it's also like if someone's late, there was traffic. It's like, yeah, how do you think I got here?
Yeah.
No, I know. Yeah. Like, what's the point? Because when someone's late, they're basically saying,
exactly,
my time is more important than
exactly.
yours.
Exactly. Yeah. That's
what they're saying, right? To not just go, hey, I'm running 10 minutes late. I'm so sorry. This is a major city. It's LA. Of course you're running. No problem.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that's an opportunity to flirt, you know?
Yeah. I was
not saying thank you is weird.
So I just did, I was supposed to do.
You know what you have to do? You have to take her to a grocery store and see if she returns her cart. That's a huge, I go to a grocery store on a second date to see if he returns his cart.
That's a good idea.
Do you expect other people to clean up your messes?
I used to work at Target and I used to be a cart, whatever, checker. I don't know what they call them anymore, but I would equals. Come on. They're not equal.
Entrepreneurs.
They're not equal to me. No,
human beings.
Yeah. Human beings. I was supposed to be on, this person's podcast. I was supposed to be on their podcast and, I'm not gonna say the person, but I showed up, so I'm super cool with them. Super chill. They're great people. But I showed up at like 6. That's when we were supposed to do the podcast. And I was there. And then I was like, hey, you know, how you doing? I'm here. Then I went and to Buzz. And I was like, hey, I'm outside. I, you know, 6:03. I'm going to go in my car. Then I waited for 15 minutes. And I was like, all right. So, yeah, I didn't get a call back. So I was like, hey, I was outside. But something pops up. It is what it is. Just let me know. And I took off. Then 30 minutes, you know, later, I get a call. They're like, where you at? We're supposed to be doing the podcast. And I'm like, yeah, I texted you. I was downstairs. And they're like, oh man, my producer didn't, you know, open the door. And I was like, but it was, you weren't upstairs. Like,
and that's racist. Cause he just assumed you were late. Wow.
We don't know if it's a he.
Yeah.
But
I don't see gender.
Yeah.
So toxic.
Okay. But I remember thinking that, and I was like, you know, just if people disrespect your time. They just don't.
Yeah, I hate that shit. Yeah. But okay, so you got killed on TikTok.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, this is going viral. And people were like, at first it was you know, they all like the stories, like he's, you know, it's like we're there. It's great storytelling. And then it just went to like black women being mad at me. And then I got a text message, a screenshot. She had did a video reply. She did a video reply. And she did a video reply. And she was just, you know, she was almost like she was a pageant queen. She was so sweet. And I was like, I hate me too. Because she was telling, she was like, oh, you know, I showed I was tired because I helped with my, you know, my sick mother. And, you know, like she was just, and I was like, oh my gosh, man. So people were killing me. And I was like, okay, this is what I deserve. And so Black Twitter got mad at me and they just started flipping out on me. And my boy people were hitting me up, random people hit me up. They're all black. And they were like, yo, man, what happened here? And then my boy was like, delete it.
He said,
delete the video.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, they'll forget about it. He's like, no, man. Like it got like 40, it was tens of thousands of comments. It was like the most viral video I've ever done.
Tens of thousands of comments.
Yeah. And so I deleted it. And then maybe it wasn't that many, but I deleted it and I didn't go on social media for like 3 days. People forgot.
Yeah.
They just forgot.
I don't like, I guess I just feel like for comics, every mistake is always an opportunity to be like, okay, this thing happened to me. And you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think that people also, at least comedy fans are cool people. They can disagree with you and still fuck with you. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you mean you're going to like, just I'm done to you because like I made this mistake or I had this take on something or yeah. You know what I'm saying? We all have friends that go out on date, like comedians, podcasters. We're just trying to be your friend.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And so if you're talking to one of your friends and he's like, I had this date and I asked this, you're like, why did you do that, man? And you're like, oh shit, I shouldn't have done that. Like, yeah. That's what we're, I just see it more as like a conversation.
Yeah.
Like when people are like, that was dumb. You shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have said that bad take or something like that. And I'm like, cool. Like, this is just a conversation. And I'm always happy to be wrong, or like we can also disagree on things and still proceed.
Yeah.
You know, but it's my job to have strong opinions and it's my job to do wild shit.
And people like it.
Totally.
The majority of people like it. And there's a few people that, you know, are just like, they like being negative, but
sorry if I just interrupted.
No, you're good.
Okay. Because, like I've started engaging in the YouTube comments. I was terrified for the longest time, but like, it's interesting to see people's feedback. Cause I do think
sometimes it's good.
Sometimes they're right.
Yeah. Sometimes they're right. Yeah.
Did you see me just apologize for interrupting? I finally read my comments and everyone's like, what, Whitney, you interrupt too much. And I was like, I.
Stupid. No, I see that on some like random YouTube videos and I'm like, man, this is like a theme. How come that person won't stop interrupting, but whatever. But yeah,
but
it's good.
Comics, the way we talk is like, bah, 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 bah,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean?
We're like rants.
Totally.
Yeah.
We're so, have good chemistry with each other. And it seems like interrupting probably someone just listening, but like.
But it's okay to interrupt sometimes. I think it's okay to interrupt.
I disagree.
You disagree?
I disagree.
Oh, whatever. She's looking good.
The number one complaint on this podcast is that I interrupt.
Is that the number one complaint?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Besides my general personality. but so I'll go through. And now I've started when someone's like savage, like, you know, Whitney is da 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 and she's being dismissive of the guests and da da. I'm like, you know what? This is helpful feedback. That's not how I saw it. I think it's more an exercise for me to go like, you know what? I see your point on that.
Yeah.
That's not what I was going for. And that wasn't my intention. But like, you're allowed to have your opinion. I think that like, if you know, comedians, we're all about like free speech and the First Amendment. So we have to be okay with the fact that other people are going to say shit that we don't agree with, or other people are going to have criticisms for us that like are more reflection of their background and their values and maybe their limited understanding of who we are as people. Because that's another thing I forget. Like, you know, some people might have just gone on there and not known you were a comedian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And known that you like self-deprecate and you can't get, we get ourselves first. You know what I'm saying? No one's madder at us than us. No one has more notes about our behavior than us. You know what I mean? So it's like when someone gives us notes, it's like, oh, no, here's the thing. If you're mad at me, we have so much in common. I'm mad at me too.
Yeah.
You know? So people might have just seen you as this like super handsome dude that like has it all and they just got sent that video. We're comedians. I'm not a newscaster. I'm not a journalist. I'm not a historian. I'm not a serious person.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. Maybe since I started wearing glasses, people have higher standards for me. I'm going to stop wearing my glasses, okay? Because you guys started thinking that I, like, have scruples or morals or something.
You look like a totally different person.
With glasses?
Yeah.
And without?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's good both ways. But
thank you.
But you definitely, I was like.
That's so odd.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird how that happens?
It's weird, yeah.
Because when I go out, I do wear these and people tend not to recognize me. And I'm like, really? How different can it be?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Different. I mean, I don't, you know, I like glasses. I think glasses are great.
Don't fall in love with me. We can't do this. We can't do this.
It's too late. Put it on.
We can't. Two comedians can't be together.
You think so? You think like two comedians can't date?
I mean, Christina Pazitsky and Tom Segura.
Yeah.
Bonnie McFarlane and Rich Voss. Who else?
I don't know. I don't know. But I think they can.
I think they have to be maybe the same level.
Really?
Maybe. I'm just, I don't.
I don't think so. I think it's better when someone's. Clearly.
Oh, yep. That's better. That's a really good point.
I think when someone's doing way better and I think that it works out. Usually it's better if the, you know, I don't know.
Have you ever dated a comedian? No.
You said what?
Have you ever dated?
I don't think my headphones are working. My headphones aren't working.
I want to ask him who he dated.
What did you say?
I know. Crazy. I'm so soft spoken. How could you have heard me?
Yeah, that's
how could you have possibly heard me talk?
Turn down the music.
I love you guys. You know I end these awkwardly. The great Preacher Lawson. Go see him on tour. His new special is out now. He is not a religious. Don't wear your Sunday best. Dress like a hooer and go see him. We need to get him some single fans. Love you guys. Goodbye.